Just a quick publication for all the Aussies and the rest of us who need to be aware of how the same basic scam has been introduced to many other countries via the use of foreign political parties and corporations as governments, thereby depriving the general population of their powers and rights, and even their assets and property. The answer is two-pronged, just as the attack has been. Drop all memberships in all political parties. While serving notice to the heads of the political parties that they are engaged in constructive fraud and need to restrict and fully disclose the nature of their private corporate elections. Claim your proper political status as free and independent Australians, all natural inheritors and caretakers of the land and soil of Australia, nationals of Australia, and, if you choose to serve, state citizens of your province. As a particular insight, the actual Commonwealth of Australia was dissolved in the 1960s, and in the absence of an organized response by the actual people of Australia, the political party bosses assumed power that they don't have and began ruling the country by fiat as the controllers of a governmental services corporation. But the Queen's government is not without culpability for this circumstance, as they made no attempt to fully disclose the circumstance or assist the Australians via a public information and education program prior to these events. And they certainly shirked their trust obligations to aid and assist the people of Australia to organise their public meetings and conduct the necessary elections, and even to be aware that such actions were, and are, necessary. As it was here in America following the Civil War, so it was in Australia in the 1960s, the Queen's government sinned by omission and failed to give reasonable aid and assistance, resulting in the current miasma and misappropriation of both funds and powers by commercial corporations and political party bosses. Here is a very short rendition of what happened in Australia and why it is both illegal and unlawful by Dick Yardley, and following that, a far more detailed blow-by-blow is attached. FB and other limited social media network followers will have to go to my website, www.annavonwrites.com, to get their copies. Dick Yardley summation, http://annavonwrites.com/dickyardley.pdf. When the Commonwealth of Australia was formed on the January 1, 1901, there were letters patent in place for the Governor-General and Commander-in-Chief, and state governors. These letters patent were for the offices, letters patent constituting the office of Governor-General. This gave the Governor-General, state governors the authority to appoint the judiciary with the Crown authority. All these letters patent have been removed so the treasonous political parties appoint the judiciary, writs for elections, royal assent with their Queen of Australia, anything the Governor-General and state governors did now belong to the political parties. On the February 2, 1960, the treasonous political parties took control of the Governor-General and Commander-in-Chief, therefore now controlling the defence forces. In the early 1960s, the political parties went to war with Vietnam with our defense force for the defense of the Commonwealth. These forces are not there to tell other countries how to live. Americans noticed that the same thing was done here, with the misuse of National Guard troops to invade Iraq and their deployment in lieu of U.S. Army, USAF, etc. This is because what we think of as our military has been debased to the status of a mercenary force employed by privately owned corporations like United States of America Service Corp, etc., acting as middlemen purportedly, middlemen acting for us, but not actually having any authorization from us to do so. To overcome this objection by the international community, the RATs have employed their territorial state of state National Guards instead. Only the same objections also apply to them as franchises. Until and unless the territorial government gets back in its box and submits to the legitimate civilian authority of our unincorporated government, all such defense forces and National Guards suffer the same defect and all have to be mammothly insured against damage claims and claims of default. In 1973, the political parties changed the constitutional definitions and created their own statutory country and formed a parliament, government, court and security agency, federal police for that system. That statutory country has the status of the Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent and federal nation, not a constitutional monarchy as established under the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, consisting of its preamble, clauses 1 to 9 and the schedule. In 1984, the treasonous political parties changed the Commonwealth Letters Patent 1900 using the statutory Queen of Australia equals high treason. All states joined this sovereign, independent, and federal nation in 1985. Therefore, all states removed the letters patent and now the state political parties appoint their judiciary, their security agency mercenaries police, pigs. This is why we have pedophile protecting political party parliaments, governments, and federal and state police, none of which represent or protect the people. Till the money is fixed, nothing will happen. No contract is valid when fraud is involved. The Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, consisting of its preamble, clauses 1 to 9, and the schedule belongs to the people, not political parties.